hidden dynamics. It's about rewiring how you think about desire, respect, and influence, so you're no longer at the mercy of external approval. It's about stepping into the quiet power of presence, the kind that draws people in without begging for attention or playing games. This isn't about becoming someone you're not. It's about removing the layers of anxiety, people-pleasing, and performative habits that have been dulling your impact all along. You won't find pickup lines here. You won't find manipulative scripts or tactics designed to force reactions. What you will find are principles that help you understand why people respond the way they do, and how to interact in ways that feel authentic, grounded, and magnetic. These are tools for navigating attraction ethically, for building connections that are both exciting and meaningful, and for standing out in a world where most people still chase attention instead of earning it. The chapters ahead will break down the psychological triggers that drive desire, the hidden signals that shape first impressions, and the inner shifts required to transform how you show up. As you progress, you'll notice two transformations happening at once. How others perceive you will change, and more importantly, how you perceive yourself will change. This dual shift is where lasting confidence is born. By the end of this book, you'll see attraction for what it really is. Not luck, not a game, but a language. And once you understand that language, you'll never look at human connection the same way again. The lie about attraction everyone believes. One of the most persistent myths about attraction is that it's purely about looks or surface-level charm. People are told from a young age that if they just improve their appearance, memorize the right words, or learn clever tricks, they'll become desirable. This belief feeds entire industries, from fashion and fitness to dating advice. Yet it leaves countless people confused and frustrated when results don't match the promise. The lie isn't that appearance and charm matter at all. It's that they're the foundation. They're not. What truly drives attraction is something deeper, something most people never learn to recognize. Attraction is not a transaction of features. It's an emotional and psychological response to signals we send unconsciously. Those signals often have little to do with what you wear or how symmetrical your face is. They're about the energy behind your actions, your presence, your certainty, and the subtle cues that show how you view yourself and others. Two people can walk into a room dressed the same way, yet one will naturally draw attention while the other goes unnoticed. The difference isn't luck. It's invisible communication. This is why so many people chase strategies that never seem to work. They focus on the external, new clothes, clever lines, calculated gestures, without addressing the deeper layer that actually makes those things land. When the internal foundation is shaky, no tactic can fully compensate. People sense the disconnect between what someone is projecting and what they actually feel inside, even if they can't articulate it. That disconnect repels more strongly than any stylish outfit can attract. The core lie keeps people trapped in a cycle of seeking validation rather than radiating it. They believe they need to earn attraction through performance, saying the right things, hiding flaws, constantly proving their worth. This mindset puts the other person on a pedestal and erodes presence in the moment. Instead of being authentic and grounded, interactions become strained, as if every move is part of a silent audition. It's exhausting, and it rarely works. When you look deeper, the reality is almost counterintuitive. The most magnetic people are rarely the ones trying to impress. They're the ones fully rooted in their own value, with no urgency to prove anything. This quiet confidence creates